my understanding of rage bait is putting out a piece of content that you know will trigger people.
Very cool. And what does the person benefit from?
A reach. Engagement. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Superb. I'm doing this. I have loaded guns waiting. I didn't even realize. Hussein, I think you just created a monster. Finished.
Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Hey everyone, welcome back.
Hey everyone, welcome back to yet another episode. It's the holy, it's holy today. So
it's holy, happy holy, Keshav. Happy Holi to all our listeners.
Yes, may you let go of all your grudges and begin a new year free of grudges, I guess.
Yeah. After that long pause, I thought it would be something a lot more
I gave up. I gave up after that point. I'm like, I need ChatGPT for this.
So, on that note, Keshav, there is music and all of that happening on the streets.
Yes.
So, if there is some background noise,
then happy Holi. Then bura na mano Holi.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, there's a big celebration happening in my building itself. So,
yeah,
there may be some noise that music that may carry forward.
Yeah, agar thoda thoda noise aa raha hai slowly, to bura na mano, it is Holi.
That makes up for grudges. Okay, Keshav, one more very important announcement. Some of you have already sent in lovely voice notes. For the ones who have not yet, this is your last chance.
Yes, please keep sending those lovely voice notes.
Please send them in on Instagram. Please send them in. You know, we'll have to start compiling all of them as well. So
I thought you were going to say we'll have to start threatening.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, like I'm not beneath that. I'm very, I'll go to that level. See, simple. If we don't get voice notes, there will be no 300th episode.
Oh.
That's like putting a gun.
Putting a gun. Beautiful.
Nah.
I like that threat. Let's do it.
Finish, na? We and also like drama, yaar.
We also like drama.
Hamesha thodi comedy karte rahega.
Yeah. So, Keshav has said it and guys, Keshav is very serious.
I like how Hussein, you've separated yourself. You've distanced yourself from this completely.
No, I'm saying that you have committed.
I know.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. So, okay.
Anyway. Even if Hussein wants to do the episode, I'll not let it.
Yeah, so Keshav,
with that.
Please again send in your voice notes.
Yeah,
and we are looking forward to doing a dinner with the winner.
So
okay, now let's jump into the topic. Okay, Keshav, it is an India topic.
Yes,
and I think it's also tied to national pride and national image.
Also a little bit of is it geopolitics or is it the way the West looks at us?
Yeah, well put. It is geopolitics because a lot of this may be politically motivated as well.
Also, right? Because India is growing now as a soft power.
Yeah, I would say not only soft power, man, I think.
No, I use the word soft here specifically because these are soft attacks also.
Oh, that way. Okay.
You know,
okay.
These are also cultural attacks.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, so headline reads, obsession with poverty in India, netizens slam American vloggers slum tour in Mumbai. Right. Now, a video by an American vlogger exploring India has sparked a debate on social media. The vlogger Tara Katims shared a video showing different sides of the country while visiting landmarks, markets, hotels and slums. Social media users have accused her of showing India in a bad light. The vlogger traveled to Delhi, Agra, Mumbai and Kerala. The video begins with Tara warning about the dangers and pollution in Delhi. Then she shares her experience of visiting the Taj Mahal. She also advises wearing white shoes, saying tuk-tuks could easily run over them.
Right.
Then later in the video, she talks about a slum tour in Mumbai, saying it was her favorite because the hosts were respectful. The video ends with her visit to Kerala, which she describes as truly magical. Now, as soon as the video went viral, many users criticized the vlogger for her slum tour. One user said, "Why their obsession with poverty in India?" Another remarked, "Really? That's all you have to showcase about India? Yes, there's an overload of everything, culture, growth, garbage. You find extremes everywhere. Extremely developed cities and extreme mismanagement as well. But you know there are two sides of the coin for this developing and growing nation." One user also expressed, "But there's no fun culture, no racism like in other countries. We are happy with slums and kind-hearted people."
There's no fun culture. I don't know what that person means by that, but okay. Basically, it's a sentimental internet user who has reacted.
Yes. Now, a couple more reactions. So, there are many slum tours that take you inside Dharavi and show you their micro-industries. Leather products, plastic recycling, textiles, another user pointed out. "God, I'm so fed up with white people's obsession to show poverty in India," another wrote.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, some users also supported her viewpoint of India. One user remarked, "I reside in India and your observation is spot on. Our infrastructure is severely lacking. They repeatedly dig up the same road for pipeline work." And this Tara's visit to India was last year, apparently.
Okay, that's just a timestamp so we understand where we are in our development.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that's the end of the article. The article is very brief.
Yeah, it's not a big story as much as it's a bit of a big debate.
Debate, yeah. And that's why we thought this would be a great topic. Because on one hand, there's no denying that all of this exists. And on the other hand, I think it is a little irritating when these things are pointed out. And a thing I shared with you also before we started recording is on Instagram. I'm seeing a lot of these reels where they are, I think, as rage bait. You know, these...
Oh, that's a cool term. What is rage bait?
Rage bait is putting out... My understanding of rage bait is putting out a piece of content that you know will trigger people.
Intentionally triggering.
Triggering, yeah.
Very cool. And what does the person benefit from?
Reach. Engagement. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Superb. I'm doing this. I have loaded guns waiting. I didn't even realize. Hussein, I think you just created a monster. Finished.
Oh man, is this monster going to be revealed on the podcast also, or is it only for the stand-up vertical?
This
the new monster that is coming out, the rage beat monster.
I don't know. I was thinking of it not for stand-up or podcast. I was thinking of it more like for content on Instagram or wherever, or Twitter. Because it's baiting, then I was thinking of it as content only.
So, I'll give you an example.
Were you saying like, okay, do a stand-up piece like that, and then that itself is the bait?
Is the bait. That's what I was thinking when you said you've created a monster.
Now you have created a monster. A monster ko samajh mein nahi aaya tha pehla.
अभी मॉन्स्टर को एनलाइटमेंट हो गया का ऐसा
ट्यूबलाइट चमका अभी
ओह मैन सो आई एम गोना स्टॉप हियर आई डोंट वांट टू
बिफोर ओके
सो एनीवे कमिंग बैक टू रेज बेट there are these lots of these reels of street food vendors that I'm seeing on Instagram.
Yeah.
And the comments are, oh, these guys, you know, some of the comments are, it's so unhygienic, it must be in India. Those kinds of comments.
But the visuals itself, you know, it's India. You can tell there's a brown person's hand, the kind of stall. It's harsh. It is harsh.
So, you know, my point is, and then there was another video. Okay, so it's interesting that you say brown person, etc. There was another brown video that I saw, a reel that I saw. It was a brown person, but it was a very clean shop.
Right.
And there the comment was that it is such a clean shop, I'm sure it is not India.
Oh my God, you read that also?
Yeah, it was a Bangladeshi shop. Yeah. So that's what I'm seeing, you know. I'm seeing a lot of these...
And the comment, do you know or remember by any chance, was it somebody... Definitely non-Indian only.
Non-Indian, yeah.
But definitely someone... Is it safe to assume white/Western?
No, I...
We won't be able to guess that. It could, for all you know, even be an Indian from the US.
Very possible.
That's also possible, right? Yeah. Somebody who's rejecting their roots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm seeing this as in parallel, you know, this topic, this trend that I'm seeing where there's constant shitting on
India as such. So so you know, since the media landscape shifted. Right, it became very decentralized. Everything became social.
Yeah.
So whenever somebody has a message to seed, when I say somebody, I mean governments.
Mm-hmm.
They don't entirely make the push on just their TV and internet journalism.
Mm-hmm.
The other push is social, right?
Yeah.
Like in marketing, there's this term called story building,
mm-hmm.
where you put up half a story.
Okay.
And the other half of the story is designed to be built in the comment sections.
Wow. And the first half will be planted in a way that the second half is predictable.
It's predictable. It is going to get nudged in that direction.
Hmm.
So that kind of story building perhaps is happening against India, right? From the West, maybe. Because maybe, this is my guess, that we are growing as a bit of a global power, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
So then there's reason enough for them to push us down or show us down. Mm-hmm. Earlier, the tactic used to be human rights.
Yeah.
That was always the Western world's point of view, saying, you know, child labor, roko, you know, sort out your police brutality.
Girl child is being killed.
Yeah. Organ trade. I mean, we have many flavors of evil.
We have a bouquet.
Baat sahi hai. But it's kind of like, we will fix it. No, who are you to come and tell us? Mm. I know it's a bit dheet to say that.
Yeah.
But I'm also torn, to be honest. Sometimes I feel like because there is somebody to call it out, hopefully we'll fix it.
So let's try and approach this one by one. Okay?
Yes. But yeah, I just dumped all of it in one go. Uh-huh. But this is what I feel like is the problem, no?
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so there is no denying that these issues exist.
Right.
Now, the way I'm seeing it is, you know, also the past few episodes, we've been covering Modi ji's expeditions.
Yeah.
And how there is a push for tourism from one end.
Hmm.
And if you look at this end, it is almost convincing people not to go to India.
When you say the other end, not to go?
The bashing on Instagram, these kinds of...
But that's Western, right?
Yeah. So there seems to be a conscious move from the government side...
Right.
To plant a come to India, it's beautiful, this, that.
Right.
And on the other side, there is this, which is saying unhygienic, poverty, kachra,
right.
Ye wo.
So, maybe it's good to understand here that perhaps these numbers are so big, the tourism numbers, that they don't want us to benefit from those dollars, right? Is that what it is? Or is it something different?
I don't know. I'm just making an observation here that it seems like two ends of a spectrum, where from the government there is this push. On social media, we are seeing an entirely different kind of backlash. Is it coincidence, or is it because there is this push from the government, more people are coming, and as more people come, there will be more points of view and all of that?
I don't necessarily think that it is an intentional push-pull maneuver. I just feel like that is the global positioning of the two parts of the world. Like, for us, we have always been like that. And in the, within this now social media landscape or access to videos, the conversation has become more global and fast. Earlier, this kind of a discussion would not have been possible, where a small town Gen Z kid in India is having an argument with a small town Gen Z kid in the US. So that debate is possible today. Maybe that's why it's visible. So perhaps this construct was always there.
So you know, one more thing that I've been noticing, and I don't know if this is the the whole BJP kind of IT cell pushing this, but I feel I've been objective in reading this. And if you will go, and I would encourage listeners also to go and look up videos of our external affairs minister.
Mr. S. Jaishankar.
As Keshav calls him, After Hours.
After Hours. We have rapper names for each other. He calls me Special K.
Isn't that a Kellogg's brand, Special K?
More importantly, it's the street name for amphetamines. Because that's how we connected. Horse tranquilizers are seen. Poor man, he has no concept of any of the words that we just spoke about.
So anyway, let's refer to my Shanky. Okay, from now. So if you will go and look up video, YouTube videos of him speaking at international events. These are, you know, these could be whatever, you not United Nations, but all these countries have their diplomatic whatever things. The way he represents India and the way he speaks about India, I have never seen an Indian do that before at a global diplomatic stage. The confidence, the, it's, you know, it's no longer we will listen to what you say. It has changed to this is what we are, this is what we need, this is what we're going to do.
There's an unapologetic tone to it.
And it's beautiful. It's very beautiful. And there's this one famous, I think, thing where he has said that it is time that the European countries stop assuming that their problems are the world's problems.
Wow.
He has said this in a public forum.
What a beautiful statement to make.
Yeah. So, the point I'm bringing this up is, you know, I'm seeing, I've never seen this kind of India being represented out there. So, like, I just think when that mindset, and nothing has changed, you know, it's just a mindset change that this is what it is. You like it, you like it. You don't like it, that's your problem.
We are not seeking your validation. We are not seeking your approval. Versus, and this has been the political narrative in the country also, which is how it beautifully fits with the external narrative. Is that there has been a colonial baggage of white supremacy, and we've always sought the white man's approval. That has now shifted.
So now, Keshav, then my question is, see, I feel like this sort of culture, let's take street food, okay? Wearing gloves and that sort of stuff is not, I don't really look for my pani puri guy.
It is not our culture.
It's not a culture only.
But having said that, people have, you have a choice today. If you are, if you say, let's say you want to insist ki mujhe gloves wala pani puri chahiye, you can go find those places. They are around.
Yes, yes, agreed.
So, if you, it depends on the kind of flavor you want.
Hmm.
You want polymer flavor or you want dead skin?
Yeah. Choose your vice.
Choose your vice.
So, my question, larger question then is, when it comes to these things, you know, it could be how our street food vendors are unhygienic, how there is kachra, how our transport system is messed up.
Yeah.
All of these problems exist.
Yeah.
But how do you feel when someone who doesn't really get our culture comes and says these things about it?
The short answer is I don't like it.
Okay.
But that is a today answer.
Okay.
I've also had some sort of, you can say, change journey. Of heart or journey. Yeah. Journey is a great word. Yeah. So where I will admit, and I'll, it's a little embarrassing, but I will admit that in my youth, or when I was really, really young and impressionable, I did seek Western approval.
Okay.
Like, you know, I mean, not physically in my actions, but definitely there was a lens inside.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of a lens that, you know, that tends to reject your roots or tends to look at your own world from a Western lens.
Okay.
So from there, I think I've traveled to this point where I am very confident of and secure within my own roots and of my history and of my culture. So now it does trouble me.
Okay.
Because now I feel like...
When people say that, are itna kachra hai.
Yeah, because now I feel like this is our ownership. This is... We need to fix this. It's like that black American thing, right? Which is nigger can call nigger nigger.
Yeah.
We can point it out. We can laugh about the lack of hygiene. We will do all of that. You stay out of this.
This reminds me, have you seen that reel of Javed Akhtar and that guy singing?
Which one?
Dur tak nigaho se
gul khile hue.
Gul khile hue.
And
Javed Akhtar says, nigaah
ek niga.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says niga.
Ek niga.
Nigaah se. I remember that.
Yeah, when you said that, it reminded me.
Niga. Ek niga. What is the plural of nigga?
Hood.
Hood. Nigge.
Oh, man. Okay. Very bad digression, but anyway.
Very bad digression.
So, I think I'm in the same place as you are.
Okay.
I don't think I ever had like a Western lens.
Right.
But I always felt like, it does irritate me, you know, because I feel like, and I think there are a category of tourists, a category of people who come with very open minds. And those people are beautiful. You know, they understand that with crowds comes the traffic, the congestion, the kachra, the chaos. And there are some people who put this Western lens on everything and expect everything to be a certain
way. A certain way, yeah. Correct. They expect that homogeneity in travel also. They expect to get the same brands they got back home. They expect a 7-Eleven here or whatever that is, which is stupid to do when you travel because you have to leave your comfort zone.
Yeah. So, you know, another, I think, problem I see, Keshav. And I'll give you an example. So, if you remember, there was that G20 or something. Remember that had happened in Mumbai?
Yeah, yeah. About a couple of years ago now.
Years back. And how they had almost tried to
hide the slums.
Poverty. Yeah. And similarly, I think there was something in Hyderabad or somewhere where they had literally rounded up the homeless people in vans.
Oh.
And transported them somewhere for that duration of days. So where some event was
for that. Okay.
I think the American president or Hillary Clinton or someone had also come for that thing. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But that troubles me. I feel like that's the first thing we should stop doing.
Man, you've hit the nail on the head for this debate. The reason they pick up on these things is because we ourselves are insecure. Because they pick up on our vulnerabilities. We know we are embarrassed about this and hence they attack us. And if we are embarrassed about it, then we must do something about it, no?
Yeah.
As opposed to just hiding it.
And hiding it, how? Covering it with kapda.
Or worse, ads. You know what they did in Bombay? They just made G20 posters.
And chipka out.
And just those big billboards, giant, like by the highways, wherever there are slums. So you're looking like you're looking at these big G20 signs, and just behind the G20 sign, somebody is taking a dump. And if, depending on how the sun is shining or how the lights are, you might see a silhouette.
So yeah, this is, I think, one thing we should, or you know, have these conferences only, like next conference, do in Dharam.
Do in a soup. Man, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Because if we have the confidence that, did you know at the G20 there was no meat served? It was all veg food.
I did not know this.
Yeah, man. I was really taken aback by that. Because that is a very imposing stance to take. Like if somebody requires meat in their diet or they feel like bina meat is not food. Imagine now giving that person just salad and dal and whatever, leafy vegetables. It's okay. You're being a host and you're being particular. But if we have that level of confidence, then I think we should dial that up a little more.
Totally. I agree.
You know, le jao, dharavi mein hi kar do next time. And none of this bottled water business. Null.
Wash your ass also with the lota.
Lota only. There is a tanker kept there.
And there are timings.
Timings. Depending on your GDP, tumko slot milega. Means the higher your GDP, the worse your slot.
Because
you have more to learn. Sudan ko mast ekdam prime slot mil raha hai. Not that Sudan is on this list, but like hypothetically, like whichever the country is. I think this is the solution to fix it. Then these people, you know, who, like your Taras of the world. Then these white snowflakes, so to speak, when they come, then they would also already have some notion of kya hota hai.
Yeah. Because see, at the, I think at the heart of it, you know, and this is the harsh reality, is that The ones who suffer from the congestion, the traffic, the poverty, the garbage, they lead terrible lives.
Yeah.
And it's not like they enjoy leading those lives.
They don't enjoy it. Of course not.
And if you can get people to understand that, you know,
this it's not out of choice.
It's not out of choice. That will be the biggest.
That's the empathy they lack.
Yeah.
That's the empathy they lack. We know what they miss in the Western world. It's that spiritual thing or that Eastern wisdom of they're not fools. It's not like they don't know any better. You know, that person is not, what do you call, drinking some water from behind a tanker because they want to be unhygienic. It's that they don't have running water in their house.
Yeah. Wow, man. Great. I think we've really dug deep.
We've really dug deep. And we invoked the Jay Shanky also.
Yeah. I hope Shanky goes and kicks more ass.
Kicks more ass. No, I think this episode, I think we should post on Twitter and tag him also.
Shanky. Yeah. My boy Shanky.
My boy Shanky. Thank you, Shanky.
Oh man. But I think, you know, if he listens to this, he's quite cool. He's very.
He might tag us and even play it on the speakers at the UN, Bluetooth speakers.
While those guys are standing in line for their water.
UN mein bhi tanker se hi paani aa raha hai. No running water at any UN places for the next year.
Thank you. thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you, guys. And once again, reminder, please send in those voice notes. Otherwise, you know, we will do. I'm rubbing my hands as I say this.
Yeah, but please send them in. In case Instagram does not work for you, we are leaving an email address as well in the show notes.
Yeah, you can mail your notes to us.
Yeah, please do, guys. We really look forward to receiving them and hearing from you.
Yes.
Okay, see you all next week.
Bye.